From KCRW, this is Here Be Monsters.
So the lab that I worked for, essentially, so you have these, you have pharma companies that say, hey, I have this drug that I think can do this. We want to test this, see if it's toxic. Usually at one time in the facility, we have well over probably 30 companies at one time running some type of test in our facility. We have like long hallways, and each one is just a room off to the left or to the right, and it's just filled with cages. They're larger cages where there's bark on the ground, and we have like tire swings for them and things like that, stuff for them to kind of play on. It's supposed to further ease stress, because essentially, like, if you're a patient in a hospital, like a human patient, and you're stressed out, I mean, you're not going to heal as well, or like the other stressors on top of what you're already going through. So like a big thing is just keeping the monkeys happy and calm.
A quick content note, this episode is about animal testing and euthanasia.
Hello?
Hello. Can you hear me?
I can. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Sweet.
Yeah, so why don't we go ahead and start by describing what does a happy monkey look like? What does a scared monkey look like? What does a sick monkey look like?
Happy monkeys usually just jumping around, playing with toys. You know, like they do a lip smack to show their friends. Just like a... And they just like lip smack to each other. And like if someone's in the room, they're usually really responsive and like attentive. It just shows that they're friends. And then like a nervous one would essentially show its teeth and like lick the back of its teeth. If they're like uncomfortable or stressed out, they'll just keep grooming themselves, and they get something called alopecia, where they eventually are like losing hair in certain spots. A sick monkey will just be like hunched over and just be like really tired, like, but you want to like treat them as good as possible, just so you kind of, it's not only like data integrity, like it keeps the data consistent, but also it's just, you want to keep it as humane as possible, as inhumane as the process sounds.
Here Be Monsters, the podcast about
little fingers like going through your hair.
The podcast about
the unknown.
My role at the lab was essentially to gather data on pharmaceutical studies. So commonly it's like a dose range finding, where it's like, how high can we go? How low can we go? Normally for a study, you'd have one small animal, one large animal study to confirm if the drug is toxic or not. And so I would collect that data, and eventually just all that goes into one big report for the FDA to read and see if it's could be toxic towards humans or not.
Mm-hmm. What was your favorite animal to work with?
My favorite? Probably, definitely the rhesus monkeys. They're a little smarter. Those guys are always fun. And they had like beautiful orange-red hair, like flaming orange-red hair. You can, I don't want to say like communicate with them, but like you can come up to the cage and like put your hand in, and they'll come and like look at your hand and like kind of try and groom you, and like they're a little more comfortable with you. And so yeah, like sometimes I just lean up against the cage and you just feel like little fingers like going through your hair and stuff, and like they're fun. It's I'd like to see them in the wild, but I just know that like those macaques in the wild would be probably so much different and just much more aggressive than they would be in like a setting where they kind of like grew up in cages, you know, because another thing to consider is like these monkeys aren't like just taken from their homes and like put into these studies. Like they have breeding facilities that like breed them into this. So you can look it up on Google. There's an island where they just raise Reese's monkeys for testing.
Would you ever want to go to that island?
Hell no.
Now to a WJCL news investigation. Rumors of monkeys running rampant on an island in the Lowcountry. Now, those monkeys are not indigenous to South Carolina, but nearly 4,000 live off the coast of Beaufort County on Morgan Island. Morgan Island is commonly called Monkey Island. This morning, WJCL's Kevin Holmes looking at how those monkeys got here and whether they can escape.
I did ARS studies, so acute radiation syndrome studies. So it's essentially we like radiate them and kind of figure out like what's like during chemotherapy, what are the symptoms and like how can you fight them? You always have one control group that say in this case would not get irradiated. And then you have one get like say 2 grays, which is like a measurement of irradiation. One would get 3 grays. Another, the last group would get 4 grays. And so you are essentially documenting the effects over time of all these different doses. So like radiation is just such a slow deteriorating effect on them. So, you know, so it's like if you did anything to like make them happier, like literally you just, as long as you record it on the sheet, like that's fine. Or like I would make popcorn for them and like play Celine Dion, be singing aloud and like hanging out with them. And then, like, put movies on. They loved Finding Nemo and Hercules. I've seen the Johnny Depp, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, like, countless times. So I'm a little tired of that one. And we had one movie. It was a Romeo and Juliet, but with monkeys. And, like, the monkeys were just, like, their eyes were just glued to the screen. Like, they're just, like, they're, like, loved it. So, I mean, it's not the intent to make them less happy. Like any, if you wanted to give them treats, movies, music, like it was of course widely, like largely accepted.
As a protector of the temple troop, I have witnessed many a bloody battle. But last summer, that was all to change when 2 star-crossed lovers dared to go against troop tradition and follow their hearts. The world's greatest love story was to become a monkey's tale.
We have like a room we take them to where they get radiated, and then from then on out, we give them painkillers, we give them extra food, like this fattening type of food. We call them banana softies. It's like really fattening because like over time they'll like lose their appetite. So it's like individuals, you'll notice like, oh, this one hates blueberries, but he loves the shit out of marshmallows. So I'll just give him a handful of marshmallows because I want him to eat. When you get radiated, like you're more susceptible to like sicknesses. We give them antibiotics. So like we'll crush it up and put it on fruit so they eat it just to ensure that they have it, you know. So the effects truly set in probably 3rd or 4th day. And then usually around the 10 day mark is when you really start seeing them declining. Usually the 14th day, it's pretty rough. And I mean, you like get to know them because you're with them all day and you know what they like, you know what they dislike, you know how they act. And it's that like puppy dog eye look where it's just like, please don't hurt me, but it's like they kind of know that you're just there just to like help them. So we of course like we don't want them to suffer, and so it's like we have a list in protocol where it's certain requirements where if like, oh, if they meet this, then we have to put them down because they're in too much pain. Like one was they have to be recumbent for 15 minutes. So like they have to be like laying on the bottom of the cage. So if they're doing that for over 15 minutes, I'll like set up signs outside the doors to make sure no one like walks in and startles the individual, you know? And so it's like, I'll just sit there and watch it. And if like I felt a monkey was in pain and not doing well, then I'd call the study director or veterinarian, even if it was like midnight, 1 a.m. We have one on call, and like I'll call him and be like, hey, this individual's not doing well. I just need approval to put him down. And then they'll just be like, yeah, I approve. Yeah, you just kind of put your hand on their chest and then like put the euthanasia, like youth is all in. And then you check to make sure they're gone. And like usually they just have like one last breath. And then, yeah, just make sure their heart's not beating. And then, I don't know. And especially if you're like doing all this shit like alone in the room, like it's like fucking 1 a.m. and you're in like a facility filled with 1,000 monkeys and you're the only human.
Yeah, was there any death of a monkey that was particularly hard for you because you had a relationship with them or anything like that?
Yeah, we had one study that was like pretty intense, and it was like a high dose, and like it's like, of course I'm gonna be pretty bummed. Like there was one day where we had to put down like 6 or 7 just because they just were not feeling well. Like just over time, like the cages just become more empty. And so it's like, yeah, those are my friends. And it's like, I'm the one putting them down. Those were my fucking friends.
Yeah. Was that the day you wrote the song?
I can't remember the particular day I wrote the song, but I think it was like one of the studies ended, and it was like one where like all the monkeys were really nice. Because eventually at the end, like we still put them down. Even if they're like made it to the end, we still have to put them down and collect the data, you know? So it's pretty rough, but I can't remember like the particular time, but it was just like, yeah, dude, those were my friends. Would like when they pass, like give them like another one last rub, you know, or like talk to them, be like, I'm so sorry, dude. Those were my fucking friends. Yeah, it just gets like tough over time. And I mean, that's like one of the main reasons I got out, and like a lot of people that I know got out. And I think what got me was that the fact that it became second nature. And like, I mean, to this day, I have a very dark sense of humor. I don't know if it's from the job or if I had it before that, but it's like over time, I became somewhat numb to it. I was like, I need something new. I need change, you know? And it's like, as much as I love animals and working with them, like I moved on to clinical where it's like helping humans, and I've always had like good customer service with humans. I'm not like putting them down and petting their head and being like, dude, it's okay. It'll all be over soon, you know?
My name is Bethany Denton, and I produced this episode with editing help from Jeff Emptman. Music by Our Source and by The Black Spot. If you have a story you want to tell us, send an email to hbmpodcast@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail at 765-374-5263. Again, that's 765-374-5263. If you want to see the Romeo and Juliet film starring monkeys, the one that Our Source used to watch with his monkey friends, check out our website, hbmpodcast.com. Again, that's hbmpodcast.com. Here Be Monsters is distributed by KCRW. Our senior editor there is Kristen Lepore. We get additional support for freelance contributions from KCRW's independent producer project. Thanks for listening. More episodes soon.